You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Around here today is lovely. It's sunny, highs 55, something like that. Tomorrow and tonight, the rain begins. The guesses are, I don't know, from like 5 o'clock on, and then tomorrow all day, and then part of the day Sunday. So the next week it's a bit warmer, but the rain is mentioned again. So we'll find out when it gets here. Tigers play Sunday. All this basketball trade talk and what the Grizzlies did not do has upset the apple cart big time among observers of the Grizzlies and the NBA. Nationally are calling this franchise dumb for what they did not do. They did not trade Tyreke Evans when they were supposed to, had weeks to do it, and did not do it. And so the app cray has hit the Anfay, people calling for Chris Wallace to resign, and that this whole thing is messed up. And we're no experts on that, but it certainly seems like there's something, there's a disconnect over there for some reason, because they messed up, it seems like. So whatever, we'll see what happens. It's, you know, so that's going on. And here's, I don't know why we, this, the a competitive nature of the internet and its sites and things like Amazon and Target, and who they keep buying up everything to see who's, you know, who's the biggest. And Walmart is a part of the game. But Amazon seems to have the lead in some of these things. But there's Facebook, and there's, you know, just all these internet and techie competitions that just never go away. And they keep up in the game every week. So we have Alexa, right? What is the one from Google? Or is it just called Google? Is there a name for the thing?
It's Google something, and Alexa is on the Amazon Echo.
Okay. Well, and there's little ones and there's big ones, and they're all devices to spy on you. And having these things, to me, just seems like one more way to completely give up any privacy you have. But people find them to be convenient and cute and trendy and fun, and so they, you know, forego any sense of what they're really doing because it's cute and trendy. Okay, knock yourself out. And now Apple isn't, like, Apple needs some more gosh damn money. Friday, today, marks the official launch of Apple's HomePod smart speaker. Well, this is different, but it also isn't, it is along the lines of Amazon's Echo and the same thing for the home thing for Google called Google Home. The tech giant's answer is HomePod, a price tag of $350.
Oh, good.
Crazy.
$250 more than the basic Amazon Echo. Apple defends its high cost. That's what Apple does best, is defend its high cost. Truly, they have suckered people into this Apple concept, Apple logo, buying this crap. I mean, it is a brilliant piece of marketing, and it never ends. Although the iPhone X, that may have been the backlash that they needed to wake them up. And this phone for $800, really? And then they slowed down all the other ones, and you're still buying this garbage? They've got you suckered, man, big time. And so people just defend their Apple Watches, their Apple phones, and they see you coming a mile away, and they've hooked you in like a fish. They are touting its premium audio specs and the integration with Apple Music and blah, blah, blah. Reviews say, yes, it sounds terrific, but it's not as good as, I don't know what it is. There are reviews for it. You can pre-order it on, I guess, the Apple website. They were sold out, allegedly, on Friday, so you may have a hard time finding one in stores. The stories that I've heard about going to the Apple, you know, to their little store, have put me off the concept, getting in line and taking a number, and then being talked down to by some kid that is an expert on all things in life, especially Apple. Eat one, pal.
We had a have an article that's up on the website at drakeinthemorning.com called The House That Spied on Me. And this woman who lives in San Francisco, as an experiment, hooked up everything she possibly could that she owned to the internet, her Amazon Echo, the lights, coffee maker, baby monitor. And but she got with a friend, and her this router that she's got, he programmed it to send data to him every time the router or all, any of these devices sent information out someplace else.
Yeah. Cool.
And she wanted to see how often these devices communicated to their overlord masters somewhere else through the internet. And it turns out it not only did they do it a lot, even when they weren't in use and no one was home,
yeah. Wow.
But she said that wasn't the worst part of it. The worst part was each of these things came with their own apps that she had to download and set up an account for. And she says the coffee maker had like 40 pages of a user agreement for the app on that. And it was just a headache to deal with all of this stuff. And she goes on and on about it. And so not only are you being spied on, but you're putting yourself through a hassle in order to be spied on.
There are, on occasion, there's an app that I want to get for some reason, just, I guess, convenience, like we all do. But the complications involved in getting it on the phone, I say screw it, because they want you to check here if you agree to, and that's when I go no, because I have no idea what I'm walking into.
Right.
And I've got on this phone, and I don't know why, because it runs a security check on this deal, and there are 200 and something apps, it says, that are all secure. Now, when I pull it up here, 4, 8, 12, 16, 17, 21, 25, 29, 33, 37, 41, 45 apps I can see right here. Oh, no, that's just, well, yeah, there's about 45 apps on here. But somehow, new ones pop up all the time that I didn't put on here. And I use the one for the weather. Let's see. I pay for the caller name ID thing. I use the score on occasion to get some scores. Amazon Prime Video, I don't ever use. I'm also paying for the Amazon Prime music service, but I could not understand how to get the app on this phone, and I gave up. So I need to go back and try that again because I'm paying for it, and it would likely come in handy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. We have that.
I got to have that on my phone. Do you have yours on your phone?
It's on my husband's phone,
well,
but I guess
have to call him and just say,
account,
how do I do this?
Yeah, just call him.
I have YouTube on my phone. I don't know why I didn't put it on there.
Came on there, I guess.
Maps, phone, photos. I ain't got no photos on here much. Settings, more video for some reason. A calendar I don't need. And so on and so on and so on. But I don't use this stuff. But when it runs this check, it tells me that all of my apps, 348, are all safe. What are they talking about?
I guess they're not so vulnerable to hacking. They've got their latest updates.
But I don't have that many on this phone.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're features of the phone that are required to make the phone work like a phone. I'm speculating. I don't know.
They all come with apps, and I always heard, like, mine has a finance thing. I don't use that.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Some of those are built in, and you can't get rid of them.
And you're not supposed to. But on this HomePod Apple speaker thing, not only is it $350, you cannot add accounts like Spotify, Amazon Prime Music, Audible, or even TuneIn.
See,
you can only use their stuff.
Yeah,
that's part. I don't know why the lemmings, you people are sheep. You keep buying into this, and it is a gigantic scam that has made them one of the. They are so wealthy. Tim Cook and these people have made more money, and they can lose $45 billion in a day. And not even notice it.
They're okay. They've got that in cash, more than that.
But it just pisses me off at the stupidity of people that keep buying into this just to be trendy and keep up with the Joneses. They know you're a sucker. Stop it.
We got two emails about on this topic. Mark wrote in saying, I do computer services, and I can say that Apple is no better. Dollar for dollar, the consumer can get a lot more with something else, he says.
Good for you, because I never got it. Now, I do hear from people that the Apple laptop stuff, what's it called, it's a bunch different, right?
Than the Mac?
The
Mac is a...
Yes. It is easier to use, but... Once you're taught and ingrained on this stuff, to go to that would send me into a nursing home. I mean, I would.
Right.
Yes, it would.
I mean, I would go. I would have a complete meltdown and just lose it because I don't like to change stuff too much.
This other one says there's a meme going around saying, "So we got the Amazon Echo and we changed the wake word to computer, and now I feel like I'm on the Enterprise all the time because whenever you address it, they now say computer, do this."
Oh.
And God. Additionally, whenever I watch Star Trek, the device only responds to computer when Data says it, and it's kind of adorable, not when anyone else says it.
Kind
Watching
of
Star
adorable.
Trek is even more fun now.
It is totes adorable. Why do you want to have more noise in your life? I mean, it's so great to have a house that is quiet. Just you and your wife and the animals, and they can't talk. They can bark and yap and meow and be little annoying bastards.
They can make some noise.
But why do you want some machine that talks back to you? That would last, speaking of Elvis, he would shoot that thing off the counter in about 1 second. He would blow it to smithereens when it talked to him one time.
It only talks to you if you talk to it.
I don't want to talk to an effing machine.
Hear Elvis... Alexa, play some of my music. Playing my music? What? Bang.
I think it's trendy, childish baloney. But if you like it, then good for you.
Mine was a present.
Just keep pissing your money away on crap like this and wonder why you're broke when you're 50. Because you keep buying Apple phones for $800. That's why. Okay. It was a gift from who?
My kid.
So his daddy gave him money to buy you.
No. He saved his money. He always saves him. He does chores and he gets money for different things and birthdays over time, and he saves
his
money.
Well, it's sweet.
He surprised us with the Amazon Echo, which is, I would have died if it was some Apple thing.
He should have bought you something you could use, like some wine.
That's true.
Well,
see him walking into the liquor store.
This old guy here, I got to play you this just for grins. This is great. This is apparently on the internet, like everything else is. This old dude is 98 years old. Now, he sounds like he's pretty sharp, but he doesn't realize what his age is. And I'm guessing this is his son or maybe a friend. And they're discussing how old he is. And then when he understands his real age, he starts cussing. I mean, some serious, professional, really major league swearing. Here it is. I don't know what his name is, but here you go.
How old do you think you are?
79.
Higher.
89.
Higher.
89?
Higher.
Higher than that?
Yeah. 90?
Higher. 91?
Higher.
2?
Higher.
3?
Higher.
4?
Higher.
5?
Higher.
6?
Higher.
7?
Higher.
8? That's it. 98. You're a... I am not 98 years old. Holy... How do you get so old so fast?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be 99 this summer.
No, am I really?
Yeah.
I was born 1919.
And it's
what is it now?
2018.
2018. Next year I'll be 100.
Yeah, you're going to be 99 this summer.
Holy jeez, I'm going to be an old man. You know it?
I'm going to be an old effing man. You know it? Oh, bless his heart. He lost track and doesn't care. That is great. Good for him. But what a horrible thought. Being that old? Please, no. And then this story that's made the rounds all day yesterday and now today. We talked this week earlier or last. I can't keep up with what day it is, what month it is. about service animals and the fact that in some cases they are valid and legit and people need them. And there's no questioning that those that do, do. There's also some question about the if there are those people that have them and don't need them, and they abuse the process and the law, and they go online and order the little vest, and then they can take their dog or their goat or whatever they have, wherever they go. And it's abused, and but it's a real tough thing to call because you don't know when somebody is truly, you know, got some PTSD issues or anxiety. Hell, we're all anxious. But at what point do you need something to calm you down? That's why there's Xanax and beer. But these animals seem to be a pretty prevalent thing. And if you're blind, obviously, or if you're sight impaired, it's important. But you see people sometimes and you go, I'm not buying that. But anyway, if you question them, oh, God, you're the devil. How dare you? Well, this lady, and this one I'm going to call complete BS on. Her name is Belen Aldecosia. Belden is 21 years old. She's from Florida. 21 in Florida explains a lot. But that's not the point, or maybe it is. She was on a a flight on Spirit Airlines. And she was with her emotional support animal. The emotional support animal was a hamster. What kind of support emotionally can this tiny, fuzzy rat, mouse, give somebody to calm them down? It's in a cage, I'm guessing. She was told on the phone she could bring this hamster on board. Her flight left from Baltimore. She did paperwork about carrying this thing with her. And she got there with this little deal in a cage, I suppose. The airline took issue with the entire thing, changed her to a flight later on to give her time to make arrangements to get the hamster picked up by somebody at the airport. She couldn't find anybody who would take it. So, I suppose she somehow got it on the plane because they told her, yes, it's cool. Just go on and you're okay.
Yeah, they told her twice it was all right.
So nobody,
before she got there.
So nobody was communicating. And so she gets on the airplane with this little rat and they told her it had to go. The options, well, there weren't any. There was one. She had to flush it down the toilet. Now, if you're facing issues of anxiety already and you're on the edge and you're nervous and about to flip out and they make you take your support animal and flush it,
that's going to make you even worse.
The possibilities of a meltdown there are pretty drastic. Let's see what she has to say. She has a lawsuit in mind, and this says that the sound here sucks. Let's see how bad it is before I cut it off. Hang on a minute.
One of the representatives decided to start giving me little like tips on, oh, you should just leave her or flush her down the toilet or this or that.
I know to some people it's going to sound very brutal, and I agree it is brutal. But in the circumstances that I was in, I had no way of getting home other than the flight. I had already gotten the flight switched over to a different time. I tried everything that I could.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so she had to flush her little rat down the commode. Bye. She didn't sound too stressed out to me. She says boodle.
I don't know. The story says she sat there for a good 10 minutes crying in the stall.
Well, we should send her a new hamster.
We should.
How many of you parents out there, I lost count with my two sons, how many hamsters and gerbils we went through. And then we had a phase of those little things. What are they called? Geckos?
The lizard?
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. We had one a month, and they would always escape. And so they were in the house everywhere.
Did you have cats, too?
No. But the upside to those geckos is they eat bugs. But now, you know what? Wait a minute. We did have a cat because, yes, we did. Because one of the ugliest days, we had some hamsters or a gerbil or something in a cage in their room. And I came home, I think before they did, and the remains of a gerbil or a hamster were on the stairs.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So the little beast had been taken by the cat and disemboweled and eaten. And there was maybe part of the head and the tail left. So I had to scoop that up and discard that. But how many parents have peed away how much money on hamsters and gerbils and lizards that are all now deceased and in hamster heaven, where they should always be? Go away. Excuse me. Valentine's Day. How could you possibly not know about Valentine's Day? Robert Irwin, a great jewelry store in town, our favorite people, Howie and his staff, 4 stores in the Mid-South area, and the website, rijewelers.com, can show you their offerings, of which there are many, 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 many kinds of things to look at. Engagement rings, if that's your thing for Valentine's Day, knock yourself out. They have a price range for everybody. If you'll stop in and discuss this, they make it easy and affordable. They finance as well, so there's a way to do this. But you ought to do it pretty quick here now before you get up to the last day and you panic. Stop in, talk to their staff. They are educated and nice and comfortable people that will help you do this and make you feel good about it. And you take care of your lady, and she'll be really happy. They have a package as well with diamonds and roses and chocolate. All of them combined, the rock and diamond necklaces, 24-karat gold-trimmed rose, and a free box of Denstall's chocolates. That's one package. And they've got tons of things, these little roses that are really pretty and last forever, and a number of great gift ideas in every price range imaginable. So just go in there and ask them for help. They will give it to you, and it's a very comfortable an easy experience. Good folks. At their 4 locations in the Mid-South area, Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're on the internet. Look them up. Thank you, Howie, and all these nice people that I've dealt with for a long time. They've been good to me and good to us, and we thank them very much for their support of our program. I'm going to play a song here in a minute at some point, The Beatles, or a Beatle with Love in the title. And when I do, Ninth Call wins the gift card for Sherry's Berries. And fear not, there's one last live commercial for that coming up after this break. So hang in there, and we'll do that, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.